Current state on 90.5 WKAR. It's Wednesday, and that means Neighbors in Action, when Current State features people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we learn about 60+, a nonprofit law clinic that provides free legal assistance to low and moderate income seniors. Joining us to tell us more about what they do, Executive Director Kimberly O'Leary. Welcome, Kimberly. Mm-hmm. We're also welcome Dan Turner, a current client.
Dan Carter.
Dan Carter, I beg your pardon. Dan Carter, a current client at 60+. Welcome to you, Dan. Kimberly, what are some of the common legal challenges that older adults have?
I would say that probably the biggest challenge is independence. And so in 60+, we help people do estate planning so that they can name people that can help them as they age, rather than having the state intervene through a guardianship or conservatorship. We also see people that have consumer problems, debts, and sometimes telemarketing scams and other types of problems along those lines. And then we do some amount of family law. We just see divorces and other types of family issues that anybody else would have.
And what resources do you have to actually help the people who come to you?
Well, we're a teaching law office. We're located at Western Michigan University, Cooley Law School, and our students represent clients as part of a course that they take. So this is actually the first time I've met Mr. Carter in person, even though he's been a client for a while, because my students have met with him, and they are the attorney interns. And they do all of the work, and I basically coach them behind the scenes.
Understood. Dan, what brought you to 60+?
I had about what she was saying about living wills and like that, you know. Otherwise, I would have never been able to do them. It's been a godsend.
It was the costs associated with making all that happen? Is that it?
Yes.
How much would some of these services that Dan was looking at, how much might they have cost?
I think probably for moderate income people, it would have been in the hundreds of dollars, probably close to $1,000 for a complete package. Mm-hmm. Could be $500 or $600 for a low package, but to basically sit down with somebody and help them plan for their future in terms of people helping them if they become disabled. Looking at things like Medicaid planning and those types of things.
Kimberly O'Leary is the executive director of 60+, a free legal clinic for low and moderate income seniors. Also joining us for today's Neighbors in Action is Dan Carter, a Lansing area resident and a client of 60+. What kind of impact, Kimberly, do you feel you're having with 60+?
I think actually one of the biggest impacts is that our students go out and give public presentations, and things like the telemarketing scams like Mr. Carter was subject to, we can help sometimes. In his case, we were able to help through the courts, but a lot of the time the best help is prevention. And so saying to seniors something like, don't ever buy something that somebody approaches you over the phone to sell. If you're going to buy something, it should be your idea. Mm-hmm. And referring people to the AARP and their resources. And so I think the public education is a big piece. And then I think just the independence of being able to select people who will help you as you age, mm-hmm. Is a big impact that we also make.
Dan, you were taken in by a telemarketing scam recently. Tell us about that.
What I was trying to do is get into a computer 101 type, learning how to use a computer and everything. And
a class then?
Yes, a class, just basic class and everything. And one of the institutes in the Lansing area had called me, and I says, I'm not interested in college classes. And they said, well, we can get you doing what you want to do. I went in there, and the next thing I know, I'm in an IT program and everything, and they're asking for, after the first day, I says, you know, I'm supposed to write an email to my instructor, and I have no idea how to type, let alone, you know, send an email. Mm-hmm. So I had to go into my counselor and everything and say, I don't know anything about this. So I had to go home that night and write it out on a piece of paper and hunt and peck it, and then they sent it for me. Well, for over a week, I kept saying, I can't do this, and this isn't what I'm looking for, this isn't it. Well, by the time I got done, you know, I started getting letters from them for $800, and they didn't do anything.
Oh, so, boy. How often do you encounter this kind of thing, Kimberly?
We see this fairly frequently.
Okay.
And I want to put out some credit. This student wrote an answer, a counterclaim under the Consumer Protection Act, and within, I think it was less than a week, they offered to dismiss. So with a little bit of legal help, somebody can walk away without owing any money.
Mm-hmm. I thought for sure I was going to be paying that. So.
Yeah, rather alarming.
Yes.
Kimberly O'Leary is the executive director of 60 Plus, a free legal clinic for low and moderate income seniors. Also joining us for today's Neighbors in Action, Dan Carter, a Lansing area resident and a client of 60 Plus. Kimberly, I'm wondering how much of the work you do has to do with planning for or dealing with issues like dementia and Alzheimer's. What are some of the legal challenges that people dealing with these diseases face?
This is something that we spend a lot of time teaching our students about. I think people used to think of competency as like a light switch you turn on and off, but now the medical evidence is that it's more like a dimmer switch where there's a continuum, and so a person may very well be able to competent to do some things and not others. And so I think the biggest challenge for seniors, people want to stay in their homes. People want to make their own decisions. People don't want their children telling them what to do. But yet knowing that at some point in their life, they may need that help. And so how do you negotiate that? Through something called a durable power of attorney and a healthcare proxy, we can help people pick someone that they trust who will follow their directions. And rather than having somebody come in from the outside and sort of take over their lives. And hopefully this allows people to have more of that continuum of independence that people really want.
So, Dan, you've had occasion to be helped twice on
two
different issues by 60 Plus. How does that feel? That must feel like quite a resource you've got here.
It was the best
here.
Feeling in the world, yeah. I'll tell you. I mean, I thought I had no way of getting anything out of this, and getting my will and all like that, you know, it took a lot of pressure off me, and this case that just got solved, I thought for sure I'd be paying the whole amount, and now here I am, a happy person.
Came through on both occasions.
Yes.
Kimberly, where does the clinic get its funding to provide these services?
The vast majority of our funding comes from Western Michigan University Thomas Cooley Law School. Our office is located in the Cooley Center downtown, and they provide almost all of the funding and staff and resources. We do get a grant from through the Older Americans Act through the Tri-County Office on Aging, and we are connected with them in terms of referrals. So they refer legal issues to us. We refer other types of issues, benefits or food issues and things to Tri-County. So it's a coordinated service in that way. And we get a grant also from the Capital Region Community Foundation to provide outreach into special communities. We had noticed a few years ago that we didn't have very many clients from African-American communities or Spanish-speaking communities, even mm-hmm. though Lansing has large communities. And mm-hmm. so through something that we call our Stone Outreach Project, we have really succeeded in bringing making our services known to African-American citizens 60 years and over here, and then through another project with the Capital Region money through the Spanish-speaking community.
Do you have a backlog? Do you have more people coming to you than you can really help?
Yes.
How bad is that?
It varies. We run a special evening and weekend clinic that only does estate planning or primarily does estate planning, and that helps us get through that backlog. But we have had a wait list. I'm not sure how long it is right now, as long as a year, but then sometimes it's 4 or 5 months.
Are you trying to recruit people, attorneys, outside of the Western Cooley nexus there? I mean, you do hear of attorneys who do pro bono work. Most of the big firms do a bunch of it.
Right. We actually don't for two reasons. One, because we supervise students they're just, we don't have the personnel to supervise other people and integrate them into the office. We have a lot of moving parts because we have so many students.
I understand.
The second reason is Elder Law of Michigan. I should mention them. They're a legal hotline for seniors. They're statewide, but they're located in Lansing. And they recruit a large number of pro bono attorneys and student volunteers to run their hotline. And so I think a lot of the lawyers who are interested in that go through Elder Law of Michigan, and then they refer cases to us if they can't answer questions on the hotline.
Well, we've been talking about an extraordinary program. It's been fantastic to learn about it. 60 Plus, a local nonprofit that provides free legal services to low-income seniors. Our guests today have been Executive Director Kimberly O'Leary and 60 Plus client Dan Carter. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State and tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.